Amen. All right. Good evening, everyone. To continue a little bit in Simon Tafayin Beis, which are the halachos concerning Leil HaSeder. So the Shulchan Aruch continues and he says the following. This is in Sif Yod Beis. Afilu ani hamisparnis minat tzedaka. Even if a person is poor and they're being supported by communal funds, by charity funds, yimkar malbusho, a person should sell his clothing, or yilava, or a person should go ahead and borrow money, o yaskir atzmo, a person should rent out his services, bishvil yayin ledalet kosos, in order to be able to procure wine, to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of the four cups. Now, of course, when we read this halacha, it's dramatically striking, only because the mitzvah of dalet kosos is a rabbinic one, is dirabanan, and yet, again, the halacha is telling me that I'm obligated literally to sell the shirt off my back in order to fulfill this particular mitzvah. So how are we to understand this? So Soloveitchik actually has a beautiful insight into this, and he explains that Dalet Kosos is a din in Pirsumei Nisa. Dalet Kosos, the four cups, is a din, is a concept of publicizing the miracle of our redemption. Anytime we deal with publicizing a miracle, anytime there's a concept of Pirsumei Nisa, publicizing some type of miraculous salvation that God has effected for us, so there is an obligation to go above and beyond. Where else do we see this? The Rav see it by Chanukah. Again, actually the halacha uses the same exact lashon, that if one doesn't have candles, oil for Chanukah, so the halacha says, even if you have to sell the shirt off your back to go ahead and secure oil, secure candles, you're obligated to do so. And again, it's the same kasha, but it's a rabbinic mitzvah. How can we see, you know, it's interesting, I'm not obligated to sell the shirt off my back to get a lulav and esrog. I'm not obligated to sell the shirt off my back to get matzah, interestingly enough, but I am obligated to sell the shirt off my back to get wine for dalet kosos, to get oil for the menorah. Why? Because any time we have a concept of pirsumei nisa, publicizing something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us, so it's almost as Rav like a din in hakaras hatov. It's a concept in gratitude. It's a concept of kiddush Hashem, of sanctifying God's name. And because when we drink the wine, we're not just simply ingesting the message of freedom, but we're publicizing our newfound freedom. This publicity is so important. This proclamation of our newfound emancipation is so important that one is obligated to literally sell the shirt off their back in order that one is able to participate and partake in this experience. Rabbi Chanan ibn Akash Omer, Ratz Kach Baruch Hu L'Zakos Yassi, Yisrael L'Fichach, Terba Lohem Tor Mitzvah Shneemar, Zanech Fetz Man Sidko, Yad Yadir.